stray shower, upper 70s to lower 80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now we're at 68 in the nation's capital.
At 259.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Ann Kramer. Coming up,
how roadworks seriously messed up this morning's commute.
I was at the point where I was telling people just to work from home today.
I'm Nick Ainelli.
Virginia lawmakers scrap a proposed state budget and head back to the drawing board.
Another Ivy League president testifying today in the House anti-Semitism probe, and a Boeing whistleblower takes his aircraft flaw allegations to a Senate panel.
WTOP's Mitchell Miller joins us live with details at 3:15.
Women's college hoops saw a surge in popularity this year. So are the Mystics in that mix too? I'm John Doman.
A lifetime ban for an NBA player for violating rules about gambling.
Mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow is now up 11 points, but the NASDAQ getting hit again. It is down 59. The S&P up 2.
It is 3 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Senators are starting an impeachment trial against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. CBS's Natalie Brand tells us why.
House Republicans who voted to impeach Mayorkas in February accuse him of breaching public trust and not enforcing immigration laws, leading to a record number of migrants at the southern border.
Democrats will try to dismiss these charges quickly. Israel, top of the agenda now at the G7 in Capri. CBS's Olivia Gazis is there.
There are several dedicated sessions to the conflict in Gaza. One of them is finding a political path forward to resolve that conflict, with a big focus on arriving at a two-state solution. There's also an expectation that the hostage talks, which have been stalled, might be reinvigorated in some way.
Leaders are also considering serious sanctions against Iran for attacking Israel. Here at home, President Biden's pushing Congress to approve critical aid for its allies and considering higher taxes on China.
Right now, my U.S. trade representative is investigating trade practices by the Chinese government regarding steel and aluminum. If that investigation confirms these anti-competitive trade practices, then I'm calling on her to consider tripling the tariff rates for both steel and aluminum imports from China.
Apple CEO Tim Cook says the company's now looking at manufacturing in Indonesia. It's part of a lengthy process to move some of its supply chains away from China following some major pandemic disruptions. Ford is recalling more trucks and SUVs.
The recall covers certain 2021 through 24 Bronco Sport and 2022-23 Maverick vehicles, in all more than 456,000 of them. The trucks may have a problem detecting a low battery, which could lead to a loss of engine and electrical power while driving.
CBS's Matt Piper reports Ford recalled Broncos and Escapes last week over dangerous gas leaks. Homeland Security is now partnering with Meta, Google, and Snap to inform more parents and young users on how to avoid exploitation and abuse. And Tigney Davis is head of safety at Meta.
This builds on work that we've been doing for years now, aggressively trying to fight these determined criminals. But they're not going away, and the trend is rising for things like financial sextortion. And we will build all the tools that we have in place and try to protect kids from unwanted contact.
The world's first Miss AI will be crowned next month. The contestants will be generated by artificial intelligence creators around the world and will be judged on their beauty, tech, and social media reach. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's 3:03 on Wednesday, April the 17th. We have clouds this afternoon, some scattered showers. Highs are around 70. Good afternoon. I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Our top local story this hour on WTOP, that beast of a morning commute here in the D.C. region. Drivers got stuck in gridlock for hours, staring at brake lights on the Beltway near the American Legion Bridge. WTOP's Nick Ainelli explains why it went so wrong.
The main problems were on the Beltway, but when the Beltway gets jammed up, it impacts everything.
River Road was especially bad. Georgetown Pike was especially bad.
WTOP traffic reporter Rita Kessler says it was a perfect storm.
Any road that was going to lead to the Beltway was terrible.
So what happened? Crews working on a bridge over the Beltway near Georgetown Pike in the McLean area were supposed to be wrapped up by 5 a.m., but they went past that time after running into some delays lifting up steel girders and locking them into place. Michelle Holland with Virginia's Department of Transportation.
Once they get started, they have to complete the operation before they can pull out of the road.
Also, adding insult to injury, there was a disabled tractor trailer on the outer loop of the Beltway near the American Legion Bridge. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
A Virginia lawmaker tells WTOP Democratic leaders and Governor Glenn Youngkin have agreed to set aside the current plan and start from scratch on a new state budget. The General Assembly reconvened today to go over the 200-plus amendments that Youngkin had proposed. Now, the impasse was over taxes. There was a threat that the governor would offer the first-ever veto of the whole thing. A new budget needs to be in place by the end of June, or there could be a state government shutdown.
WTOP at 3:05, a congressional panel is reexamining why it took more than 3 hours for the D.C. National Guard to respond to rioting at the Capitol on January 6th of 2021. WTOP's Mitchell Miller, today on the Hill.
We arrived too late. One American laid dead with other sisters and brothers injured.
Captain Timothy Nick was among the D.C. National Guard members who waited for the order to respond. He and other whistleblowers have testified before a House panel that senior Pentagon officials said on a call they were concerned about the optics of sending in the Guard. But Nick says his unit was ready.
We were not allowed to do our job due to paralyzed decision-making by Acting Secretary of Defense Chris Miller and Secretary of the Army Ryan McCarthy.
Former Pentagon officials have defended their actions during what was a fluid situation. Various reviews indicate former President Trump didn't reach out to the defense secretary or other high-ranking Pentagon officials as the violence unfolded. On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
Record numbers of fans are tuning in to women's basketball. It's not just the games. Even the recent WNBA draft quadrupled its previous high viewership. The Mystics play in the second smallest arena that's in the league. WTOP's John Doman says that means the team could be a hot ticket this summer.
While interest in the Mystics has been up in recent years,
demand this season has really been unprecedented.
Allison McCauley's the chief business officer for the Mystics.
And the interest, especially after Monday night's draft, has really been extraordinary.
Season tickets and single game tickets are up substantially. Well into the double digits is about as much as she would say about it. Tickets for the game that brings Caitlin Clark to town in June are selling for hundreds of dollars right now, and McCauley admits there's some discussion about moving that and some other games to bigger venues.
We'd really like to allow as many fans as possible to enjoy the game.
John Dome in WTOP News.
Keep it here on WTOP. John's going to go deeper with us at 3:45.
All right, did you come in contact with a raccoon in College Park last week? Prince George's County health leaders say that raccoon was spotted 6 days ago on Iroquois Street looking very weak. The animal was captured and tested positive for rabies. The county health department says any person or animal that came into contact with that raccoon should be tested. You can learn more by heading to WTOP.com.
Coming up in Money News on WTOP.
Has HQ2 stalled? I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Attention, members of the military, law enforcement, and defense industry personnel. The Modern Day Marine Expo will be held April 30th through May 2nd in Washington, D.C. With more than 300 exhibitors displaying the latest in warfighting innovation and technology, this is an event you won't want to miss. The event also features dozens of presentations from senior Marines, wargaming, and other special events. Visit moderndaymarine.com to register today. That's moderndaymarine.com.
It is 3:08.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
Traffic and weather together on the 8th. He's not shipwrecked. He's Dave Dildine in the traffic center.
Ships ahoy on the Beltway in Prince George's County on the outer loop near 202. Everything that was involved, including that vessel, dragged out of the lanes. Decks clear and lanes open. Anything that remains be on the right shoulder. It went for one on the inner loop near New Hampshire Avenue. The vehicle that was stopped in a center lane moved onto the shoulder as well. But it's slow on the inner loop in Silver Spring. And it's sluggish on the Beltway in parts of Fairfax County, like the inner loop through the long-term work zone toward the Legion Bridge. But with all lanes open, outer loop traffic delays are building in Tysons and gradually on the increase in Alexandria near the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. 95 southbound, sluggish across the Occoquan. Before you'd get there, had a report of a crash near exit 163. Northbound on the Rappahannock River Bridge on the outer local lane span, the remains of a vehicle fire along the right side. Northbound, just a brief delay in those exit lanes for 17. 66 westbound, sluggish off the Beltway. Nothing to report in the way in the district on DC 295. Northbound traffic heavy into northeast. I think the work zone near Eastern Avenue is clear. 395. Volume increasing through southwest, but nothing reported blocking. A DC fire and EMS did go for a crash at the south end of the 3rd Street Tunnel, and if they found it, it's not really having much of an impact on traffic. The WTOP newsroom furnished by Regency Furniture Shop. Regency for the best dining, living, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable never looked so good. I'm Dave Doldine, WTOP Traffic.
And let's go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
Mostly cloudy skies moving through the remainder of the afternoon with mild temperatures well into the 70s. We'll see scattered showers, not radar. Now, this evening and into the overnight, scattered showers, even the potential for a gusty thunderstorm, especially north and west of D.C. Temperatures early tomorrow morning, mid-50s to lower 60s. A stray shower, not out of the question for your Thursday. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies, upper 70s to lower 80s, upper 60s to lower 70s on Friday with plenty of clouds. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
We have lots of clouds right now. 71 in Alexandria, 67 in Columbia, 70 in Penn Quarter. All brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
WTOP at 310, Money News 10 and 40 past the hour. Let's go to Jeff Claybaugh.
Outdoor gear and apparel company L.L. Bean is reducing its customer call center hour. That will result in an unspecified number of those employees laid off. Business is good. It just says fewer customers use the customer service line. L.L. Bean is opening new stores this year. It has just one in the D.C. area at Pike and Rose in North Bethesda. The outlook for the restaurant business in D.C. is not good, and that's according to restaurant owners themselves. A survey by the Restaurant Association of Metropolitan Washington found 64% rank economic conditions in D.C. as unfavorable. Of those, 76% say it'll stay like it is or get worse. Amazon's HQ2 in Arlington County has not been spared the company's sweeping layoffs. The Washington Post reports HQ2 shed hundreds of jobs last year instead of continuing to add them as it pledged. Amazon has also postponed construction of Phase 2 of its HQ2 campus in Pentagon City. Wall Street's closing bell less than an hour away. The Dow is down 55 points. The S&P 500 is down 28. That's a 0.5%. The NASDAQ's down 160. That's a 1% loss. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Bring your friends and family to Lido Pizza on Wednesdays and get a free appetizer with any $25 purchase. Lido Pizza, a family value since 1955.
Keep it here on WTOP. The Senate is holding an impeachment trial against the Homeland Security Secretary. We're going to check in with WTOP's Mitchell Miller live on the Hill with an update. It is 3:12.
When we made our McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out and you were streaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
And get money mouth face emoji with two orders of crispy, irresistible 10-piece McNuggets, spicy or classic, for just $6. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast while the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Just a friendly reminder that right now, get any size iced coffee before 11 a.m. for just 99 cents. And a satisfying sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.79. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our client's best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly, different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to CleanOrigin.com, the lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's CleanOrigin.com. Online or one of our retail stores.
Later this hour.
Some criminals are swiping right on illegal guns. I'm Luke Luker.
More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Are you thinking of getting a new vehicle in 2024? Donate your old car or truck to Melwood. Donating your vehicle will provide support for programs that make a direct impact on your community. Melwood empowers people with disabilities in the Washington, D.C. area with the training, skills, and opportunities to find meaningful and inclusive work. Donating is free, fast, and easy. Call today to have it picked up tomorrow. Just call 1-877-MELWOOD or visit melwood.org/radio.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
I love WTOP because I can get all my news, weather, traffic, what routes to avoid on my way into work so I don't get delayed.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
3:15, I'm Ann Kramer.
I'm Sean Anderson. Thanks for being with us.
It is a very busy day on Capitol Hill.
The Senate of the United States is convened as a court of impeachment to consider the articles of impeachment against Alejandro and Mayorkas.
The Senate impeachment trial of the Homeland Security Secretary is happening now.
And joining us live from Capitol Hill, WTOP's Mitchell Miller. Mitch, there's already been quite a bit of legislative jockeying at this trial. Do tell.
Yes, indeed. This is what we expected, Sean. A lot of legislative parrying as Republicans try to prevent the articles of impeachment from being dismissed by Democrats. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer began with an outline for about 2.5 hours of debate. That was quickly shot down when Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt objected. There has subsequently, over the last couple of hours, been a series of votes called for on various points of order by Republican senators, including one that actually called for the trial to be adjourned until the end of the month. That was rejected. All have been rejected. And ultimately, it is expected that Democrats who have the votes will dismiss the articles of impeachment against Mayorkas. But for now, the trial continues in a packed Senate chamber, which you don't see very often.
Mitch, moving on to another big story this afternoon. A Senate panel heard some troubling testimony from a whistleblower related to airline safety and Boeing.
Right. This Senate panel, Ann, has heard from several whistleblowers. One of them is Sam Salaport, who is a quality engineer at Boeing. He says his warnings related to safety issues involving the Boeing 787 were effectively dismissed.
I was ignored. I was told not to create delays. I was told, frankly, to shut up.
He specifically cited small gaps in the plane's fuselages that he said could cause them to fail. The FAA says it is investigating his claims. For its part, Boeing has defended its safety standards and says that the 787 and 777 have shown no signs of excessive fatigue.
And now another matter that's become a pretty big hot-button issue on college campuses. The president of Columbia University has been on the hot seat over protests involving the Middle East. What's happening there?
Right. This is before a House panel. Columbia University President Dr. Manoush Shafiq was called to testify on anti-Semitism. This comes, of course, in the wake of a hearing you'll recall, which led to the resignations of the presidents of Harvard and Penn. She has been grilled by Republicans, but has said firmly that the university does not tolerate any form of anti-Semitism. She was at one point read some phrases chanted by students on the campus and asked if they were anti-Semitic. She said she hears them as such, but some people don't. But Shafiq seems to have avoided during this hearing some of those moments that tripped up the other university presidents.
Mitch, thank you. We appreciate the update on this busy day.
You bet.
WTOP's Mitchell Miller.
Quick look at the top stories we're working on for you, WTOP.
Virginia lawmakers head back to the drawing board to put together a new state budget with the governor.
A construction delay leads to miles of backups on the Beltway this morning at the American Legion Bridge.
Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
We're brought to you by Virginia Spine Institute, now VSI, the ultimate choice for ultimate spine solutions. Say goodbye to back and neck pain. Visit VSIspine.com. That's VSIspine.com. WTOP's traffic and weather together. Let's go to Dave Dildine in the traffic center.
Can't see it yet. No confirmation, but a new crash being reported in Prince George's County on the outer loop. This one would be closer to exit 20, Maryland Route 450. But watch your mirrors and expect delays in both directions. This side of the Beltway is very prone to rubbernecking. It should be on the outer loop, though, based on the backup that we can see. Inner loop traffic slowing down even more so now near River Road and the Silver Spring exits, but nothing like this morning at the American Legion Bridge. All's normal as far as volume delays are concerned in Fairfax County through McLean, Tysons, and south of 66. Building on the outer in Alexandria near the Wilson Bridge as well. I-95 southbound. Units located the crash at exit 163 Lorton, and they're blocking the left side. Usually happen on the left side there. Downstream, some slowing across the Occoquan. Northbound across the Rappahannock, the burned car, or what remains of that response, blocking the far right side. A little bit slow leaving Fredericksburg northbound in those exit lanes for Route 17. In Maryland on Route 50 at the Bay Bridge, you're good to go to 70, 95 in the BW Parkway north of town. Slowdowns come in widely separated stretches. JES Foundation Repair, your local expert for foundation and crawl space repair. Book your free inspection at jeswork.com. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Let's head over to the 7 News First Alert Weather Center. Meteorologist Steve Rudin joins us now. Steve, are we going to get any rain out of all these clouds today?
Yeah, a few showers already popping across the area. Nothing that's terribly heavy, but you know, with the rush hour and as crazy as traffic has been today, a little bit of wet pavement can go a long way in slowing things down. We are going to see our temperatures pretty much hold where they are right now. They're not going to get much warmer than this. However, clouds will keep our temperatures from dropping quickly as we move through the evening. We are going to see isolated showers this evening. Later on tonight, I'm thinking around 11, 12 o'clock midnight or so, we will see a band of thunderstorms that will move into western Maryland. Now, those storms are likely to fizzle out as they move farther to the east. These are the same storms over Michigan and Ohio right now that are continuing to move off toward the east. Some gusty thunderstorms after that. Skies will partially clear. Patchy fog early tomorrow morning. Wake-up temperatures in the 50s. Highs tomorrow with a chance for a stray shower. Very warm considering the time of year. Upper 70s and lower 80s. It's 69 downtown, 70 in Fairfax, and 65 in Potomac.
All right. Thanks so much, Steve. And we're brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week.
Coming up, Maryland lawmakers cracking down on the concert ticket resale industry. We'll have the details. 321.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart, but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. Stopping attacks before they start? Smarter. And using AI tools is smart, but integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
What can take the work out of getting to work?
This van can.
What can take HOV every day, every way?
This van can.
What can save you time, money, and your sanity?
This van can.
This van can change your life. Vanpool Alliance can get you to and from work quickly, easily, and with a lot fewer emissions than driving our own cars. Beat the traffic and kick back with a book or podcast or show while vanning it up. Just visit vanpoolalliance.org to find a vanpool near you.
Hello, saver. Whether you're saving for that trip to the tropics or saving for an emergency, now is the time to take advantage of Wells Fargo's savings options. Wells Fargo offers savings accounts that can help you save towards your goals. So, what are you saving for? Visit a Wells Fargo branch or wellsfargo.com/save to open a savings account today.
Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
You're listening to WTOP News.
322.
Criminals are starting to buy their guns through new means. WTOP's Luke Lukert tells us.
Criminals are starting to use TikTok and even the notorious hookup app, Tinder,
to find gun sellers. In a new report from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, they found numerous cases showing criminals using those apps, but also things like Instagram and Facebook. Aiden Johnston with the gun rights group Gun Owners of America says this shows a moving trend.
Gun stores and gun shows are not a major source of firearm trafficking.
It comes as new rules from the Biden administration would require more sellers to perform background checks. His group disagrees with the new rule.
A federal firearms license to sell even one firearm to even their family member.
Gun control advocates like Every Town for Gun Safety have applauded the new rule, saying it would save lives and keep guns off the streets. Luke Luger, WTOP News.
Well, if you want to go see your favorite sports team or band, you likely will have to dish out a little more money, and that is because ticket prices have skyrocketed over the past few years. However, Maryland lawmakers are trying to change that. Legislators approved a new bill in the just-completed General Assembly session that forces ticket resale sites like SeatGeek and StubHub to be more transparent about ticket prices.
This would require each step of the transaction. It would also ban speculative tickets. These are tickets that people don't actually own, and they will go to sell the ticket and create false urgency. Another part of this bill, it would make certain requirements for refunds. Your show's canceled, you got to get your money back. And then finally, it would require the Office of the Attorney General Consumer Protection Division to do a study on the ticketing market here in Maryland and make some recommendations as to what we can do in the future to remove a lot of that deception that occurs here in the ticketing industry.
That was Anne Arundel County Democratic Senator Don Guile, who joined us here last hour on WTOP. She sponsored that legislation.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
All kinds of afternoon baseball going on.
That's right. We'll start in L.A., though, with the Dodgers.
Okay.
And the Nationals.
All right.
Okay.
Or she wanted to start. Okay. The Nats have jumped out early on the Dodgers, 2-0. You see, C.J. Abrams with a home run. Joey Manessa's sack fly, so it's 2-0. Washington, as they look to win this series, take 2 of 3 and return home. They're facing Jake Irvin will pitch this afternoon for Washington as the Nats returning from this West Coast trip after today. They'll face the Astros this weekend and celebrate the 5-year anniversary of the World Series title. The Orioles and the Twins tied at 2 right now. They are playing the 8th inning at Camden Yards. Birds looking for a sweep. NBA news today. Raptors Jontay Porter, the brother of Nuggets star Michael Porter Jr., has been banned for life from the NBA for violating the league's gaming rules. Other NBA news, Zion Williamson from New Orleans out Friday night against Sacramento as they're going to play for the 8th seed in the Western Conference. Sacramento beat the Warriors last night. New Orleans losing to the Lakers. Williamson...